We can be a career-obsessed culture. Stand around long enough at any gathering where you don't know other people and you'll be asked, so what do you do? Frequently, it's even the first question posed when meeting someone. Maybe that's one reason why it's so easy to fall into the trap of believing that what we do equals who we are. We define ourselves by titles. We're a manager, a writer, a stay-at-home mum, and the roles that go with them, and I'm an employee, an owner, a mother. Then something changes. The company closes, the book doesn't sell, the kids grow up, and we don't know what to do. Who am I now, we might ask. We can also experience a lot of fear if it seems like that might happen. Who would I be without this? I thought about this the other day as I drove home from a prayer session that I'd had at a coffee shop. I have a deadline coming up and it's scaring me silly. I whispered a prayer for help and one simple statement flashed into my mind. What you do is not your identity. It's your assignment. I knew that, but somehow it got buried under the stacks of what-ifs and worries. Immediately, I could feel my shoulders relax and I let out a big sigh of relief. I am not what I do. It's not my identity. It's only my assignment. As long as I'm here on earth, God will find a way for me to be useful. I watch that in the life of people around me who continue to contribute despite significant alterations in their circumstances. I've noticed that while God usually assigns us with one what over a lifetime, the how will change a lot. For example, one person's what might be encouraging. You might primarily do that for friends in high school, for your team at work, for your kids as a parent, for your small group at church, for your neighbours, and so on until God decides it's time to go home. None of these are a job or a career, even if they involve a business or a specific title. Our culture may be work-focused, but thankfully, God isn't. He isn't like that stranger at a party asking, oh, so what do you do? Instead, he's posing a far more important question. Who have I made you to be? The God who created you is the one who will help you respond with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength to that question, and who'll use your answer to make a difference in and through you in the days of your life. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguide.com, where you'll be inspired to dream.